Hey, all you cool cats out there. Man, she'd kill her husband. She'd definitely kill her husband. This episode here is about 2 weeks late, recorded, I think, March 29th, March 30th, and just being published today, which is, what, the 11th? 13th. Holy shit, it's the 13th already. Yep, so this is Andy from A to Z. Sorry for the delay. Shit happens. Tiger King. That's what this episode's about. Mostly Tiger King. Probably some other things too. I don't remember. But I got to record with Zach here in a few minutes, a new episode. So get that rolling. And we'll try to get that published faster than this one. Because I know you're just waiting for it. Suspense. 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 What's up?
How's it going?
Good, man.
Good.
So Dangerous Dan. Or Lieutenant Dan. We got to get a nickname for him. Couldn't join us today.
No, it doesn't sound like he wanted to since he hasn't finished it yet.
All right. No, I understand. I'll record the intro. I assume I'm done with this, and I'll publish the other episode. That's a week old and out of date, but fuck it. Our audience is probably dying right now, trying to wonder where we went to.
Yeah, all one person maybe other than us.
The person who might have joined us on this podcast.
Right?
Well, anyway. Quick update on the COVID-19. How's your family going? You guys all right?
Yeah.
Just family in Michigan's doing okay?
I mean, like, I know they were feeling sick and had a fever and stuff, but I haven't heard any update. So, other than, I think they're feeling fine. I get pictures from my sister of my niece and nephew smiling and stuff. So, I think they're good.
Good. Good. Right on. Yeah, my family, they're good so far. They're like, you know, where I'm from, the house is 60 miles from New York City. It's not too far, you know?
Yeah.
It's only like a 2-hour drive. So you're, you know, right there at the epicenter of all this shit. We shall see. It's going to get fucking, you're going to see these numbers skyrocket these next like 2 weeks. Hopefully that's the apex and that's it. We're done. Everyone's home right now, so everyone's using the bandwidth of the internet, and I've noticed the speeds have definitely gotten slower, and like the quality of like Netflix and stuff is not as pristine. Have you noticed anything at all?
I don't think I've done any gaming in a long time, so no. No.
Well, that answers that question. I mean, again, first world problems when you have people fucking dying and shit.
But know? No, like one of the consequences that's it's going to happen more often, but it hit me yesterday. Like my favorite like breakfast diner in the Springs, King Chef, they announced yesterday they're closing permanently because they're not going to recover from this pandemic. They've been in the Springs since 1956.
What?
And they shut down for good yesterday. Like that was sad. Yeah,
they're closing down for good.
They announced, wow. You know, with a heavy heart, we're shutting down for good. And I'm sure that's just the start of it. Like a lot of local places, it's going to happen.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm sure, like.
That's probably why, like, maybe rent's due on the first, so they shut down yesterday because that's coming up. And with people not being able to dine in, like, obviously it's going to cut down on their profits and everything. They can't afford to pay their employees and whatever, so.
Yeah, the recording is definitely like breaking up and stuff. It sounds like you're like half robot. When
you talk and like Trump just announced yesterday that he's saying we need to extend social distancing through April 30th. So, you know, whatever he says, multiply it by whatever, because he doesn't fucking know what's going on. That dumb fucking cunt.
Yeah, dude. I mean, to me, it's any politician, but, you know, some people pick their poisons. I mean, what the restaurants here in Denver bars, they're not scheduled to open until April 30th anyway, or May 1st anyway. That was
they'll still do takeout, whatever, but that's not enough to keep them going compared to what they're used to.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, man, that place was delicious, too.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, like, the two bowling alleys that I go to, like, they're both independently owned. Like, are they going to survive? Chances are probably not. Like, Makes me think probably not.
Yeah. I mean, the bowling alley will still be there, and someone else will probably start running it and whatnot, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as they're like, same
company, you know what I mean?
We lift the stay-at-home order.
They're going to have to go
to just go right back to normal like nothing happened. There's going to be this big transition period.
Dude, yeah, what you're saying, the ramifications economically, it's astronomical. I was hoping we'd talk more about some of the King Tiger came. We'll get to that later on. Economically, dude, because we're already on this subject. To officially call it a recession, you need two or three negative quarters in a row. Everybody knows we're in a recession right now, created by the virus or by the system, either way. I'm using the D word, man. We're in a depression. This is the start of a very, very long bear market, and we're just experiencing the beginning of it. People are going to blame the virus. This is going to happen. It was the virus, the Russian fucking Saudi oil back and forth, or whatever number of pins could have pricked this bubble. But this bubble's popped, man. But yeah, dude, this is fucking ridiculous, dude. So what blows my mind is the bill they just passed on Friday. Do you know that you can make more money on unemployment than you can working? Like, if you get unemployed, right? Let's say you made $500 a week, and then you get cut, you're laid off, you get unemployment, and your unemployment's like 2.5, right? With the bill they just passed, they're going to send you an additional $600 a week, which means you make $850 a week versus a $500 you would have earned anyway working. Like, you can literally make more money than going to work. Got nothing.
No, I don't know what to say.
It's gonna cause a big distortion, because you're gonna have. Why would you go back to work? Like, why would you look for work if you're gonna make more money on unemployment? And 4 months from now, you know they're gonna extend it. So, shit's fucked up, dude. This whole thing's fucked up. You know whose fault it is? If there's one person you blame for all
the guy
this,
who ate the bat, Zach, in the Wuhan market.
That's a good number two. I'll go with that. No, first guess. Oh, she's from Florida. If anybody's to blame for all this shit, it's Carol.
Yeah, you're right. Baskins. You're right. I don't know how I missed that one.
Sorry, man. I was trying to tee you up there.
You know, like Netflix. Netflix,
dude,
like,
that's gonna be a great segue for like anything. You're gonna like talk about
this pandemic, but Netflix has to be happy that everyone's at home when they dropped this thing, because it's all anyone's talking about. And even if you didn't see it when it first came out, you've got like you didn't and Dan didn't. I did, and I told you guys you got to watch this shit because it's fucking crazy. Like Netflix has got to be real happy right now. They dropped this at the perfect time when everyone's at home with nothing to do.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and then what's funny is this is like, okay, yeah. when did I start watching it? Friday, was it? I think it was Friday I started watching. Because you mentioned to me like on Thursday, I believe. I watched it Thursday night because Friday I went to work, right? We watched a couple episodes on Thursday night. Friday I go to work, dude, and my inventory guy was like, dude, did you watch Tiger King yet? I'm like, I'm 3 episodes in, don't give me any spoilers. And he's like, me too. So him and I are just talking about it all fucking morning, right? And then the next guy comes in, we're like, Chance, have you seen this yet? He's like, no. We're like, dude, you gotta watch. He's like, that sounds kind of stupid. We'll hyped up. I'm like, no, dude, it's stupid, but it's so fucking unbelievable.
Right?
Like, it's like all you can't make this shit
Dan
up.
Dan kept showing the memes on his phone that he didn't understand because they were all about Tiger King. I was like, you have to watch Tiger King, then you'll get it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's Oklahoma, you took the number one spot for fucking. I thought Alabama was fucking a little backwards, man. I apologize to future Arkansas and Alabama listeners. But goddamn. I just love that picture you sent me, dude. The Grand Theft Auto Oklahoma.
Right?
That
perfect.
Is fucking great. So perfect. The dude in the fucking jet ski. What were those scenes about with that fucking fat ass on his jet ski? Like, what do we give a shit about him and his jet ski?
He's like
for?
The only one in the whole documentary that got glamour shots.
Yeah. Yeah, is he getting arrested too soon, or is he okay?
I think he's immune because he snitched.
I don't know, man. Did you show Dan that thing about the tigers?
No, I don't think I sent him the first one.
What would you do if you had 200 tigers?
It's exactly right, though, right? Because apparently those two guys were straight, but yet they still married and slept with Joe. So there's something about having tigers, man.
Fuck, I don't know. Apparently, I mean, because the producer said he's like, Travis isn't gay. He's banging the secretary lady up front. Or I'm not sure which one's banging who, but like they're both banging the chicks on the fucking on the premise circus.
Or how about the beginning of episode 2 when that chick gets her arm ripped off and the first thing that Joe does is go grab his EMT jacket that he's been waiting to wear for when something like this happens. Oh, let me go put my EMT jacket on so I can look like I'm in control.
How many times have you seen it? You watched twice
I've
already?
I've seen the whole thing through once, and then I've seen the first two episodes again when Dan was watching at work yesterday.
Okay. I'll have to watch it again. I have to watch
it again.
Oh,
there's so
much. There's like, I know that like episode 3 I was following. Yeah. Well, another thing too is watching it now going through a second time. So he has Dylan tattooed on his neck. Exotic Joe does, right? And so I'm curious as on some of those shots, when was the interview taking place versus the timeline, you know? I'm pretty sure he's got Dylan tattooed on his neck.
I think his name's John, the dude who's shirtless the whole time they're interviewing him. Like, if you look him up now, he has brand new teeth. He's got a full set of teeth instead of the 3 he had. And...
Oh yeah, I'm sure
he
had money from Netflix.
He had
thing.
Those new teeth while they were still filming this doc. They just didn't include any of that footage. So like, he's upset with how he's portrayed.
Oh, really? I haven't seen any like interviews or anything of these people since
I've seen since come out. Carol and Doc Antle have both said they're unhappy with how the doc has portrayed them. But I could see why, because like they both think they're doing the right thing. Like, to me, like Joe, Doc, and Carol, they're all the same person. Like, they're trying to run their own zoo. They just think they're better than the other ones. Like, Carol thinks she's running this cat sanctuary where she's rescuing animals. Oh, I don't think big cats should be kept in cages, as she keeps big cats in cages at her place.
That was the first shot they did of her. Was the first shot they did was her in a fucking lion in a cage, a small ass cage. Well, so I thought Doc was under investigation. Now is he? He's just under investigation. They give him praise.
I'm sure after this doc is out, most of those people and the doc are under investigation now.
How the fuck is, what's his name? Fucking a guy who took over Joe Exotic's zoo.
Oh, yeah. What, Jeff Lowe? Yeah. He's got to be culpable for something.
Yeah. Dude, talking about a shitty motherfucker. Like, he's not gay. He's with Joe for meth. Dude, is that all meth would do to you? Like, fuck, man. I guess you suck dick for meth, you know?
Yeah, meth must be, like they say, one hell of a drug.
Fuck, man. I have one of my buddies, I think he's on meth, right? I'll hit him up. Ask him how it is.
And you know what? Like, I know, like, you know, so Pete, Joe Exotic's in jail right now. I bet you he's raking in money from his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel's got to be blowing up after everyone's watched this doc.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I watched a couple of the music videos. Yeah,
I watched. I watched his kitty video. Yeah. And you know what's funny is this: is Annie and I both said too that. His country, like his voice, isn't that bad singing.
He's not singing.
Like, he's not a horrible country singer.
No, and you could tell. Like,
it's not.
I think it's like the "I Saw a Tiger, Tiger Saw a Man" song. Listen to him talk and listen to that deep voice sing. There's no way that's the same person. What he did, like he wrote the songs and he sent them to some lesser known country singers, saying that. He didn't make it clear that he was going to lip sync to them. So they recorded the songs and sent them back to him. And then he just lip syncs to them in his videos.
Oh, that makes a hell of a lot more sense now. Cause I'm like, how the hell is this idiot has such a good voice?
He wrote the lyrics. He didn't sing it.
Gotcha. That makes sense now. It's still fucking just. Oh, so how? My question is this: do you think the producer who was the old guy you see right in the beginning, the very first shot?
The guy who looks like he's out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, him. All right.
Now I'm back.
So my question was this, the producer guy. So did he go to Netflix and go, hey, I got a story for you, right? And he's like, look, I'm gonna give you a snippet. This is only like a teenth of what I know. Go to this zoo, just take a look around. When your mind's blown, come back and we're going to have a great story. Is that how Netflix got a hold of this thing? Do you know? Or
I mean, I don't know, but I imagine just like anyone, you watch the first 5 minutes of that story, you're like, holy shit, I need to keep watching this. So that's probably all they had to pitch to Netflix.
Yeah.
And Netflix was like, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, we're good. We okay it. Here's the money. Do whatever you want. Like, yeah.
It's, I think the best way to describe it is it's like watching a car accident. And you just can't help but watch it. You're like,
it's like, especially the beginning, just when you introduce the craziest character. Nope, let's introduce another one. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. When did they introduce Joe? Because they kind of tease him, right, at first? Because they tease him. Because they tease him at the prison. He's calling back out from the prison.
I know. I saw a tweet that said, "If your documentary doesn't start with a collect call from a prison, start your documentary over." And I've seen a couple, some crime docs, and then this one. That's true. That's how they start. Like it's a good way to start your doc.
Yeah. Yeah, I say so. All right, so here's a question for you. Did she do it? Did she kill her husband?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I think everybody in the world believes that she killed her husband.
Like when she's like, the only way I could think you could get a tiger to eat someone is cover them in sardine oil. Like, oh, you just know that offhand? All
right. Right? Yeah, I bet she got pissed off of that thing. You portrayed me to be a murderer.
Yeah, I know. She thought the whole point was to the doc was going to be about the mistreatment of animals and all this stuff, and she's unhappy with the way it was portrayed. I mean, the guy who did it.
What is the point?
He didn't set out to make a documentary about cats.
What was his documentary supposed to be about? Like,
he's a reptile enthusiast, and the very first at the very beginning, he's recording someone who's buying a snake, and the guy that's buying it happens to be like, you want to see what's out in my van, and when they go out there, he's got a snow leopard that he just bought.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So that's how
right.
This whole that's thing how he started. Yeah, that's how this whole thing started was because. The snow leopard was out there, and then the guy who started the doc wanted to know more about that, and that's how he got involved in the whole big cat thing. That's not as good as your first one.
Yeah, well, I don't think it started recording until the second little pop came out. I don't think it starts recording until I backspace out of the sending you the text message. Yeah, we gotta find another app to record on, I think, dude, and just upload it to fucking Anchor.
Maybe we should look into Zoom. That's what everyone's using when they're quarantined right now.
I hear that. Can you record on Zoom?
I think so. Like, I listened to one of the podcasts I listened to that talks about video games. The last 2 weeks, they've said they've been using Zoom to record instead of doing it in person.
Yeah, let's check into that. We can still distribute through Anchor for now. But...
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking about. I was talking about the Cuban Scarface guy. And like, dude, how insane is him, dude? Like, he's like. I didn't take the circular saw to his throat. I didn't burn the bodies or bury them in my yard. I was there. I can't tell the judge that.
Right? Like, he's clearly admitting guilt, but whatever happened in his trial, he got out of it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, dude, I mean, I'm not sure. Obviously, we only see this guy for a couple of seconds in this film. I think he deeply does care for the animals he has. I think him of all the other people, I think probably choose him probably the best. If I had to put money on who is most humane to their animals, I would probably go with Scarface.
Yeah.
I
I mean, it's hard not to blame any of them for keeping those big cats in cages because they all do it.
Yeah. Well, Carol Baskins, she does it the best, and she's a sanctuary.
That's the thing. Like she calls her place the cat rescue, so that means she's better than the rest of them. Like she's such a hypocrite.
Yeah, dude.
Right there when she's being recorded, where she's like, it's wrong to keep big cats in cages, as she's doing an interview in front of cats in cages.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did she find her new husband? Where did he come from?
I don't remember, but she's got him whipped for sure. Probably because he knows if he steps a toe out of line, he's going to be fed to a tiger like her second husband.
What happened to her first husband?
I think they kind of skip over that to get to the, you know, second husband disappearance thing. So.
Oh no, they did talk about her first husband. Wasn't her first husband beating her? Wasn't he? I think there's a backstory there, and then she and that's how she met the second guy. Dude, and the lawyer fucking knows she did it. He just can't prove it.
Should I say that again?
the lawyer to the husband who's missing, presumed dead.
Mm-hmm.
He knows she did something. Because he said the guy's either in Costa Rica doing whatever the fuck he wants, or he's animal feces. And the lawyer dude, I remember watching it again, keep an eye out for the lawyer guy that was his lawyer. He's talking, dude. He knows something's up.
All right, so Joe goes to his lawyer, says they have these tapes and stuff. The lawyer tells Joe, you know what you have to do. Joe says, yes. The studio burns down. Joe did.
Oh, for sure Joe burned it down.
Yeah.
It's like the only other possibility to me is his producer did it. And he has...
The
dude with the hat, the Jurassic Park dude.
Yeah, okay.
The only other option I can see is he did it and he has the backup files and he's just waiting for the right time to put them out.
Well, you see him go to that fucking storage shed where they have fucking files. Remember, he's like, I'm taking everybody down.
But I just think it's been, you know, the docs come out, it's been this long, nothing's happened, so I don't think he has them. If he did, he would have put them out already. So I think Joe did it to try to frame someone else to make him look better.
When did this whole thing take place, dude, this documentary?
I think it's over like the last...
You broke up there. How long?
It's pretty recent.
Yeah. Like the last 3 years?
I think some of the documentary is from the last 3 years. I think it takes place over like the last 10 in whole.
Dude, what about like the fuck? He's running for governor, dude. Runs for president, runs for governor. He gets 19% of the vote.
Remember they show that part where he ends up on
one
John Oliver's show?
Five people.
Yeah, I remember watching.
Oh,
that
yeah, yeah, John Oliver, live, yeah.
Because I'm a fan of John Oliver's show.
I'm pretty sure I told totally you the same like, thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty like, sure I've seen this already. Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen that guy. I'm like, nah.
I heard that. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this Joe Exotic guy before, but I can't remember when. And then once they showed when he was on Last Week Tonight, I was like, oh, that's fucking where.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. 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 I think I remember seeing that same clip too of the Oliver show, and I was like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, who the fuck, that can't be real. Right? Like, yeah. that's just them fucking making some guys scoop up.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, there's right? no way yeah. he's an actual right. presidential candidate.
Like I said, for the governorship, dude, he got 19% of the vote. One out of every five people voted for him. One right. and a half people where you work with voted for this guy. I'm telling you right now, I would have voted for him just to see it fucking burn,
dude.
That
was for the governor. Like, he didn't make the presidential one. The 19% was the governor. Right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, that's for the governor one. But so what I was going on, the point with that was the campaign manager. How fucked up was that, dude, watching security
First of all,
footage
like,
of fucking Travis blowing his brains out?
He was just the guy who ran the ammunition department at Walmart, and Joe Exotic's like, be my campaign manager. And he's like, okay. Like, no credentials needed. All right,
yeah.
Sure. I'll be your campaign manager.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude's got some psychological fucking. He needs some fucking help,
like,
dude. After seeing that shit.
At one part, I thought my stream had frozen after the dude shot himself, where he's got his face against his hands because he doesn't move for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's what Jeremy thought too. He's like, did they pause the audio? He's like, damn, okay. He's in shock,
and
man.
And then he doesn't
like,
quit and has to come back and work there at the scene of that.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Dude. Well right? done, Netflix. Well done.
Like you said, it's worth a second or third watch just to catch
Shit,
all the.
You can have my money for a year.
The first time.
Oh god, it's so insane, dude. I probably won't watch again for a while. Maybe my team of vacation at the end of the month, I'll watch it again. It's going to be like Joe Exotic is going to be like, or Tiger King is going to be like Spider-Man 3. Okay. So when you describe so many people, hey, you don't want to see that movie. Why not? It's worse than Spider-Man 3. Okay, cool. I'm not going to watch it. No, you need to see a show. How good is it? Dude, it's like Tiger King or whatever. Like, you got to watch it.
Right. It makes me excited. Like, what does Netflix have waiting in the bank that they're just waiting to drop now that. Like, you know how everyone loved Tiger King? They've got to have something else ready to drop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, give them.
Oh, yeah.
I will probably
yeah,
give Netflix 30 days if they drop something big
but...
again. You know? No, yeah. Yeah, apparently some of Netflix's movies and stuff are actually pretty damn good. I haven't watched a lot.
I've watched a lot of their crime docs.
They're
good.
Yeah. Cool. It almost disconnected on us. My phone was like trying to reconnect. I'm like, no. There's got to be a follow up to the show, to this documentary.
Yeah.
There's got to be an episode 8. Like, I don't know. Does Netflix have that now already? Episode 8? And then, hey, by the way, we have episode 9 too. Just in 2 more years, we'll have episode 9 for you.
Maybe. Or, like, I think Joe is eligible for parole in 8 years. So maybe they'll just play the long game.
follow him a little bit. Yeah, maybe. You think he'll get out sooner? I don't see why he wouldn't get out earlier, dude. If Scarface got out fucking early, he should get out early.
Yeah, I don't think he'll serve the 22 years he was sentenced.
Yeah. He apparently is suing the federal government. And he's asking for a pardon right now. I think he's suing the feds for, I forgot how much, like $74 million. And the case hasn't happened yet, and he's going to represent himself.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Trump loves tires and Trump will pardon her. It could happen.
He's asking Trump to pardon him.
Yeah, and Trump's all about ratings and shit. Like, this is the most popular thing going on right now. It could happen.
Listen, this man's a great man. He's a great man. I know this man. He's a great guy.
They're beautiful
tigers. I was petting one last week. They're the best pussy you can touch. You see this coat I have on? It's such a beautiful coat. It's actually from one of his tigers. I made it.
Hell, Trump probably already owns one of his tigers. He just used his presidential prowess to not be included in the dock.
Yeah. If Trump has any tigers, dude, they'd be from Doc. They'd be from him. Because he was doing tigers for Hollywood.
Yeah, when Dan was watching it yesterday, he was telling me he was pretty sure he remembered Rob Dyrdek filming an episode with Bubbles the Elephant. And we looked it up, and Dan was right. We looked it up, and yeah, it's an old episode of the Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory, and Doc Antle and the Elephant Bubbles were on there. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I mean, you saw, like, Shaquille O'Neal was on there. I'm trying to think where else. Checking out the Tigers. He's in one of the Doc episodes.
Yeah. Do you care about how many wives he has? I don't give a fuck. That one guy, that line, I just need that as a sound on a soundboard, dude. When he's like, when he's talking about how many like wives or how many girls he's fucking, Doc's fucking, and the one guy was like the head zoo guy for GW. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, the other guy's like, I don't care how he gets his tigers. I want to know how he gets all the women.
Yeah. The other guy who runs the Sky Sanctuary that joined fucking what's his nuts, the other shady motherfucker. Guys, really, that's really descriptive, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't care how he trains his tigers. I don't know how he trains his women.
Right, they're talking about Jesus Christ. Like, all you need is a little pussy to get a lot of pussy.
Dude, what the fuck, man? I kind of almost want to go down to Oklahoma.
Just you should join Dan and me. We were saying
I really don't want to
take a road trip down to this fucking zoo.
I'm down, dude.
Right, I'm sure they're getting all kinds of revenue. You see how stock dropped? Like everyone wants to go down there now.
Well, too bad it's probably closed due to the fucking virus.
Yeah, I mean, like, we checked their website and they still say they're open, but given the virus thing, not sure, but yeah.
How much does it say to get in?
It doesn't quite say, because I think it varies. Like, I'm sure it's more expensive now since demand is high.
Right. Oh, yeah, if I were them, I'd raise my prices. Fucking damn right. I want to go see the old zoo. I want to see Joe Exotic's fucking zoo. That's what I want to see.
It's like, the last episode or two where they're building the new one. Like, that hasn't happened yet. They haven't moved to the new one.
Yeah.
But they have tried to... No. No, the original one's still open. They just renamed it. But they've tried to distance themselves from Joe Exotic. Like, how about the fucking pizza opened that used the Walmart meat as pizza toppings? Like, that just popped. There's so much in this doc you forget about. How about that? He's using expired Walmart meat to make pizza for his patrons.
The fact that he pays his guys $100 a week, but you can have whatever meat comes off the Walmart truck you want. What the fuck, dude? Why would you do that to yourself? Like, you and I should go do a documentary on fucking Oklahoma, just to see how they fucking like live and like.
But my buddy society, Matt is like, still stationed there.
Are things
drive back out there and be like, "What the fuck, bro? Did you know about this?"
Dude. Yeah, you drove past this fucking place, weren't you driving down to Texas at all to see your buddy? Like, or did you live in Oklahoma?
2.5 years ago, I drove out to Oklahoma to visit Matt. If I had known about this fucking zoo, I would have made that a pit stop. I was like, Matt's still there. We should hit him up, drive out there, stay at his place, and then drive down to the zoo.
And then drive the fucking Joe's GW. What's it called now? Zoo, what's the place called like now? Okay. Yeah, I know. I'd be totally down to do a weekend trip, dude.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It'll be like us and every other fucking person has seen this documentary. Oh my god, it's real. What is this place? You're gonna see what's his name. What's that guy's name? Should be in jail. Or what do you think should be in
Jeff
jail?
Lowe.
He took over from Joe. Jeff Lowe. I should write these names down for this fucking podcast. Yeah, imagine you meet Jeff Lowe, like stare him out in the eyes, be like, "Should you be in jail?"
Well, then, speaking of people in it, like, how about that girl Saf who got her arm ripped off? Like, she was all about keeping the good name of the zoo. Like, she had it amputated so she could get back to work as fast as possible. She missed 5 days and she was back at work.
Yeah, dude. Right. Talk about fucking loyalty, dude. Like, what the hell? Like, were you getting meth too? Like, is it like what the fuck were you doing that you're so loyal to these guys? Like, is it your love for the animal? Is it your love for the animals? And maybe that's what it is. Maybe Joe also took care of the animals pretty well. You don't know from watching these documentaries how well they're treated. You don't know that. You know what I mean? But it sounds, people love animals, dude. Most people fucking love animals. And it seemed like her and the other fucking zookeepers that were there really cared for them, I would think, you know? At least that's the opinion I got.
And it's like, you think the whole thing is cruelty to them or whatever, if you were to come up to me and be like, "Hey, I got a tiger cub. You want to take a picture with it?" I'd be like, "Oh god, oh fuck yeah, yeah, I do."
Yeah. I mean, the whole cruelty to the animals thing, dude. I mean, look, there's more in captivity than there are fucking in the wild, and you're not gonna save the wild problem, dude. I mean, in the wild, they're gonna get poached right now. I mean, until there's a market for them, they're going to become extinct unless we start eating them. I told Annie that. She's like, "What do you do? How do you stop the extinction?" I'm like, "Start eating them." She's like, "What?" I'm like, "There's no shortage of chickens or cows, you know?"
Right.
So. Fuck. Yeah, I'll have to let you know when I watch it through another time, I guess. So,
What are you doing during these quarantine times to keep yourself sane?
I mean, you saw today, I decided to try to make sushi. I've never done that before.
Sushi? Oh, yeah. How'd that come out?
I know it's just a Philly roll, which is like, it's super simple sushi.
It's a Philly roll?
But it tastes just like the ones I've ordered in a restaurant before.
No shit. So what'd you make? You got, so it's rice, cream cheese.
So I got smoked salmon, cucumber, and cream cheese. And then, so I have a rice cooker.
Uh-huh.
I got sushi rice, which I've learned since I've had a rice cooker. Like, there's different kinds of rice. You might just think, oh, white rice is white rice. No, there's a lot of different kinds, different ways to cook it, prepare it, and different textures that come out. Well, there's a difference between sticky and sushi rice. Like, sticky rice is
and sushi rice to
make sushi. Okay. So I have gone today.
All right, I'm learning some here. Sushi rice. Mm-hmm.
So I,
And they're probably going, ha, you dumb American.
Directions on how to make it, and then I'd also looked up a recipe where after it's done, you add seasoned rice vinegar and fold it into the rice to add some flavor. And then you get a pack of nori rolls, which is just dried seaweed. You spread the rice on that. Then you put the toppings, you know, the cucumber, salmon, and cream cheese in. And then you roll it tight and slice them up. And as long as you cook the rice right and it's the right texture, you cut them up. They look just like, you know, they're Philly rolls that you could get anywhere. And they taste great to me, like just like anywhere I could have ordered them.
Yeah, your photo looks fucking great, man. Ingredients
for that as one 5-piece roll would be in a restaurant.
No shit. So would you use that honey smoke, that smoked salmon? What the hell is that commercial you see all the time for?
It wasn't name brand. I ran to Walmart and it was like $3 for a pack of smoked salmon in the seafood department. And it's already pretty thinly sliced. Okay. And you just slice it in the, you know, what, like quarter inch slices to put in a sushi roll. Like it was fun very to make because you've got to press the rice into the roll and cut the ingredients and stuff. Like, I'd recommend you and Annie try it. Like, find some sushi rice, and you could put whatever you can make your own rolls. You can create your own. You can put whatever you want in there. I was just following the Philly roll template
recipe.
Oh, they are. Yeah, I'm very happy
they look delicious, man.
They taste just like they should. Like,
can you freeze them? Or
I've heard you can freeze sushi rice. So I imagine if you made a bunch of rolls, you could freeze the rolls and they'd be fine. I think it was like 4 rolls total, like 6 pieces each, so like 24 pieces.
Oh shit! So that's like
maybe a couple more. Like I've probably got my lunch covered for most of the week. Bring in a couple sushi rolls in the fridge every day.
How many sushi rolls would you eat?
Yeah, like 4 to 6. Like maybe 4? A whole roll before you cut it. So and I made 4 total rolls, and I cut each into about 6 pieces.
Okay. No, it look, yeah, it looks really good, man. Actually, maybe we should do that too. I'll post that up on the Twitters. I should have posted up what I made on Sunday. I made a pork tenderloin roast. I went online. I just Googled pork tenderloin recipes. I read like 4 or 5 different ones. I'm like, okay. I just took ingredients from some, ingredients from another one.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Did it myself.
Like, how do I make my own Philly rolls? Looked up some recipes, found what I thought was the best one, and it worked out. Like, I'm really happy with them. Like, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to try that out sometime. I'll have to buy a pair of chopsticks for your birthday.
I mean, I have chopsticks here. Yeah.
Do you use them?
I got to feel authentic while I eat sushi. Can't be a dumbass American and cheat with a fork.
Dude, you know what? I got to say, you bring a date over to the house, man. You make fucking sushi rolls like that. You're like, oh, this is just the appetizer.
I know, right? Like, you're now that I've made them, like,
I'm just saying.
It looks like it's impressive that you made it, but it's pretty simple. Right?
Don't tell people it's simple. They don't even know that, okay? You know? And to be honest, in cooking, too, there's a lot of things that are simple.
Yeah, they just like take time. The couple people I sent the pictures to of the rolls I made, they were like, oh, my God, how did you figure out how to do that? I was like, just thinking to myself, like, it's actually pretty simple if you looked up how to do it.
You should reply back, oh, my God, there's this thing called the internet. It came out, like, right? Fucking, like, yesterday. Like
everyone,
it's amazing.
At home in quarantine. Shouldn't everyone have figured out all this shit by now?
Dude, you know what? That's a damn good point. Okay, what have you learned today? If your ass is at home in quarantine, what did you spend your fucking time
right? And it's
today?
Like, I'm not
other
even
than binge watching fucking some show on Netflix.
We're essential. Like, I still go to work, and I was bored enough to figure this out.
People should be geniuses on something. Like, fucking learn a skill, learn something. Fucking, I got, like, I see people right now. You know, they'll bring their kids and stuff into work, whatever it is, or. They'll do stuff like I'm sure kids at home right now are probably just watching TV. Like, fucking throw something on, like throw the History Channel on, or throw something on they can learn something. Like,
it was funny though. Like, so I put the picture of those sushi rolls on Instagram, right? Sushi rolls on
Instagram. Yeah, I think it's where Annie saw it. She sent me a picture over. She's like, Instagram, "Look what Zach made." And I'm like,
Annie,
"Oh shit!"
Was gonna be the one who saw them. I was like. I've for sure bet nice. If I put these on here, Annie will like or comment about them. And she did.
Oh, man.
I was just happy.
That's how you notice, you know, more people start gravitating.
And making those.
Oh, yeah, at least two people. I'll tell you that much, you know. Definitely. Annie and Jen are
and, like,
very appreciative
now, like,
of you making
like,
those sushi
I'm happy
rolls.
That how they turned out. Like, I'm going to try to – I'll try to make more, you know, fancier sushi rolls, get better ingredients. I'll keep trying.
Oh. Do you like crab?
I like it in sushi.
Do you like crab?
From what I've had at restaurants.
I might have to try this, dude. So I have to go either to the Asian section at the grocery store
so
or
like,
go to
like
an Asian
I found
store.
I found the nori at my Walmart neighborhood
sushi,
market.
Sushi
those are the seaweed rolls. So you could find that at Walmart or okay. King Supers or whatever in the Asian aisle. Now I couldn't find sushi rice there.
Yeah.
And that might be because all the rice was sold out right now because of the pandemic or whatever. But I found that at the Asian market. I found sushi. Yes, it's a short
and
grain
sushi
rice.
Is
designed
dead.
To be sticky, but it's
okay.
not I'm as just... wet as
okay.
sticky rice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. Like I said, I can see the Asians that when you walk in the store and you buy the sushi rice.
And I'll
thinking,
send
you
a
you
picture
know,
of the bag that I'm
still American.
And then you get rice vinegar,
okay.
and I got the seasoned version,
yeah, dude.
So that way you don't have to add salt and sugar. It's already mixed in. And so after you cook the rice, you stir in like a third
right.
of a cup of the rice vinegar. Then you let it cool down, and then when it's about, you know, a little warmer than room temperature, you make your sushi rolls. You kind of put out your thing of nori. Huh. You spread out the rice. You kind of leave like an inch on one of the sides that you can seal the roll with. And in the middle, you put your toppings, whatever you want to stuff it with.
Right.
And then you roll it up tight and cut it into pieces, and there you go.
Roll your joint.
And, like, it was a fun. It was a fun process to make. I enjoyed myself while I was making them. Like, yeah, it'd be a fun thing for you and Annie to do is make your own sushi. Just, you know, create your own fillings or copy a California or a Philly roll or whatever.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely have to try that, man. Yeah, for the pork tenderloin. So, one of the things you can find right now at the grocery stores is you can find a lot of pork. Tenderloin, kind of like the similar to like a beef tenderloin. It's a very tender piece of meat because the muscle's not used very often. Take that, dude. I used garlic powder, onion powder. I used a little bit of rosemary and thyme. Black pepper, salt, and I believe some Italian seasoning. Put that all in a bowl, mix around my seasoning. Laid it up, take my tenderloin, rub it down real good. Get some olive oil in a pan with some garlic, some minced garlic. I like garlic, dude. So this might be a little bit too much garlic, but I like garlic. You sear your roast. So you get like medium high heat. Sear it on each side. So you get a good sear in there to keep the juices in. Throw it on a tray in the oven at 450 for like 20 minutes, dude. Temp it. If you're at 145, 150, you're perfect. Fucking moist, soft. Cuts nice, pretty, like medallions. Boom. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Green beans.
Definitely sounds all week. Really good.
So. We're going to turn into a Binging with Babish
podcast here in a minute. I think he got the virus. Like, if you watch his latest video.
Oh, no shit.
And it was he makes Keenan and Kel's cold remedy from that show. And, like, if you can hear him in his voiceover and watch him. He's coughing a bunch and he talks about how he's self-isolating. So I think he got it, just not like too severe. So he just self-isolated for a while. But someone said he should change his channel title from Binging with Babish to Cooking with COVID, which is pretty funny.
Cooking with COVID. Well, it's funny. What's weird is this is some of the guys I work with. His daughter was really sick back in like end of January, and she tested twice negative for the flu, right? But they couldn't. She had all flu-like symptoms. I couldn't figure out what the fuck was wrong with her, dude. She was pretty sick. Finally, she got over it. But the urgent care just called him last week saying, "Hey, by the way, wrote a test for this.
I read an article saying had the COVID. You know." All of us could have felt sick 2 or 3 months ago. It might have been Corona. Just no one knew that that was a thing back then. Like it could have happened. He could have had it already.
Right. Yeah, that's why I told him, like, dude, fuck, that's awesome. Because he brought her to work one day. You know, she was feeling better then. She wasn't a fever contagious. But, like, he brought her to work one day because she had to be off of school and stuff. And, I'm like, dude, that's probably the best thing you could have done because we've all probably been exposed to it, probably built up antibodies. So if we do get it or if we were to get it or whatever, we should already have some antibodies already built in our system. So I'm like, all right, sweet. So, all right, man. I think we got some good meat here. Let me record this intro real quick, get that other show posted. I'm going to start editing on this as soon as possible. But I got to make dinner.